And Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara had brought a raya that Stam Mishnes and Mesechtes Midois are going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the raya was because there's a Stam Mishnah that says that the Kaiso Mizrahi was made lower than the other Kisalim, in order that the Kohen HaSeiref HaSaporeh should be able to see the Pesach HaHeichol. Now, the question arises, why do you have to view the Pesach HaHeichol over the Kaisel? You could see the Pesach HaHeichol by looking through the Shah HaMizrach of the Kaisel Mizrachi. The Shah HaMizrach of the Kaisel Mizrachi was 20 amas tall. The elevation of the Heichel was 19 and a half amas. So, standing far away, the Mashkaif of the Shah HaMizrach would not block in completely the view of the Pesach HaHeichel. And the Mishnah says that the Kaisel was made low in order that the Kohen should be able to view the Pesach HaHeichel. So we see from this that the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the Pesach HaHeichel was not 19 and a half amis higher than the Karkois of the Kaisel HaMizrahi. No, it was 20 and one half amas taller from Har HaBayis, from the beginning of Har HaBayis. So since it was 20 and a half amas taller, so one would not be able to view the Pesach HaHeichel through the Pesach of the Chayme HaMizrahi. So it's a raya that Stam, Mishnayis, and Midis go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Ade bar Ave Omar, so Rav Ade ben Ave wants to be doiche this way. Omar, he said, you know why you can't see we know why they had to make the Kaisel HaMizrahi low. Do you know why they couldn't view the Pesach HaHeichel from the Pesach of the they couldn't view the Pesach HaHeichel from the Pesach of the Shah HaMizrach, because the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So you don't have any raya that it goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? The Sanye Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, HaMizbeach Memutze Va'oimed Be'emtza Azore. The Mizbeach was Be'emtza Azore, in the middle of the Azore, Ushloishim Ushtayim Ameis Hoyuloi, and the Mizbeach had 22 Ameis. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, HaMizbeach Memutze Va'oimed Be'emtza Azore. The Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azore. Ushloishim Ushtayim Ameis Hoyuloi, it had 32 Ameis, the Mizbeach alone. Eser Ameis Kineget Pischoi Shel Heichel. Now, we say it is flush in the middle. So flush in the middle, so we have 32 amos. So 10 amos blocked the Pesach HaHeichel. That's the 10 middle amos blocked the Pesach HaHeichel. And let us just understand what we're going to say. We are saying that the Ritzpas HaZorah was 13 and a half amos tall. Now we had a Mizbeach that was 9 amos tall, that was flush in front of the Pesach HaHeichel, so you had already 22 and a half amos. So therefore, that's the teretz of Rav Ade bar Rabbi. You know why you couldn't see the Pesach HaHeichel? Because the Mizbeach was blocking it. The Mizbeach, which was 9 amos tall, was blocking the whole Pesach, because it was right in the middle of the Azorah. Now he explained how it was completely blocked by the Mizbeach. The 10 middle Amis of the Mizbeach were Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach Shel Heichel, which was 10 Amis wide. Now we have another 22 Amis, Yud Aleph Ameh, on each side. Yud Aleph Amale Tzofin, V'Yud Aleph Amale Dorim, Nimtza Mizbeach Mechuvin Kenegat Heichel V'Kaisolov. So that means as follows. We'll see that the Heichel really had, the width of the Heichel was 20 Amos. The width of the Pesach was 10 Amos. So the 20 Amos of the Heichel were also completely, well, no, you couldn't see side to side, but the 20 Amos of the Heichel were also blocked by the Mizbeach. And the Koisle HaHeichel, which was 6 Amos wide, were also blocked by the Mizbeach. Doesn't have any Shaykhis to our Shaila, but Al Kaponim, the Mizbeach was Mamish Mechuvin Keneged HaHeichel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, you could never see the Pesach HaHeichel from the Pesach, the Shach HaMizrach of the Kaisel Mizrachi. You could never see it. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Rav Ade Bar Ave Omar Homoni Diktoni De Kaisel Mizrachi Hutzrach Liyais Nomach. This Mishneh in Midas that says that the Kaisel Mizrachi had to be a low Kaisel, Rav Yehudi, the Omar HaMizbeach Oimeid Be'emtza HaZoro Kineged HaPsochem. The Mizbeach is Oimid Be'emtza HaZor, in the middle of the Zorah, Kineged HaPsochem, blocked the Psochem, it was Kineged the V'nimtza, Goyvoy, the height of the Mizbeach, Soisem Es HaPesach HaTachten, it means you're going to look up from the Pesach HaTachten, you're going to see the Mizbeach in Fartik. Sherei olo karke ezras Yisrael mikarke tachten yud gibel ame vachatzi yamo koidem shigile mizbeach. Before you got to the mizbeach, so the ezras Yisrael is already elevated from the beginning of Harabayis 13 and a half amis. Ma mizbeach goi voitesha. Now, blocking your view, you have a mizbeach that's 9 amis tall. So if you have a shahr that is only 20 amis tall, and you look from the shahr, so you're blocked by the mizbeach, which is lemaise 22 and a half amis taller than the from the karke from the harabais. So memele, you can't see the pesach haheichel. So therefore, the only way you can see the pesach haheichel is by lowering the Kaisel HaMizrach, so you could look over the Mizrach. Then if you are on a higher Mokim, you could look over the Kaisel, and then you could see the Pesach HaEichel. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, Eser Amis Keneged Pischoi Shel HaEichel. Yud Emtsoyish Shel Rochboi. The 10 Amis of the Reichev HaMizbeach, the 10 middle Amis of the Reichev HaMizbeach, they blocked off the Pesach HaHeichel. Let's often. Now, there was another 11 Amis towards Tzofim, Kineged, so what did this block? Hey Amois Aneisorim Lechlal HaHeichel. The Heichel was 20 Amis, so this blocked another 5 Amis, so now blocking 15 Amis. Min Hamizuze Uletzofim. Because the Mizuze was after the Mizuzes Apesach was 10 Amis. So that means the Heichel went in another 5 Amis inside. That means, that's Min Hamizuze Uletzofim. From the Mizuze to Tzofim. So there was another 5 Amis. Shrei Chlal HaHeichel Chof Amarochov. The Cholol of the Heichel was 20 Amis. So the Mizbeach blocked these 5 Amis. Now now we have 15 Amis. Ucheneged Vov Shel Oivi Kaisel Tzvoini Shel Heichel. Now the thickness of the wall of the Heichel was 6 Amis. So Memele, so these 11 Amis on the Tzofen side, blocked 5 Amis of the Heichel, and 6 Amis of the Kaisel HaHeichel, V'chein L'dorim. You also had 11 Amis there. Nimtza Rochboi Shel Mizbeach, Mitzumtzum Kineged Heichel V'Kaisel. So it was Mitzumtzum Kineged Heichel V'Kaisel. Ve'isal kedaitoch. Now this is a modern lashon. Rashi at the end of the sugya will say a whole new pshat in the sugya, but al kaponim. So this is a kasha. That was Rav Ada Bar Rava's teretz. Rav Ada Bar Rava said that you are the bingaraya stam masnis in the midos is Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, because you have a problem. Why can't you see from the Shahar HaMizrach, the Pesach HaHeichel? No, I'll tell you, Stam Masnissen of Midas is Rabbi Yehuda. No, so no, I have a very good reason why you can't see Pesach HaHeichel. So now the Gemara shlugs up Rav Ada Bar Rava. V'yisal kedaitoch, if you're going to tell me Midas Rabbi Yehuda, you're not telling me this, we want to find the Stam Mishnah. So you're telling me Stam Tan of Midas is Rabbi Yehuda. So I'll bring you a raya from another Mishnah that can't stem with Rabbi Yehuda. That means if Midas holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so you have to say the Mizbeach wasn't the middle of the Azore. And I'll bring you a Mishnah to prove to you that the Mishnah of Midas holds that the Mizbeach wasn't the Dorim of the Azore. It wasn't in the middle of the Azore. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara wants to shlug up Rav Ada Bar Rava. This is a kasha. The isal kedaitoch. If you hold Midas Rabbi Yehuda, that's Tam Mishnah of Midas is Rabbi Yehuda. Mizbeach bem tzazorami mishkaches losa. How could it be? Because I'll bring you a Mishnah Midas that proves, that will prove to you that the Mizbeach was not bem tzazorim. Was now, we learned a Mishnah Midas that says as follows. Kol ha'azora ho'isa oirech meya u'shmoina v'sheva. The length of Ezra's Yisrael. The length of Ezra's Yisrael from here to here is 187. The length is 187. Al roichav meya u'shloishim v'chomish. And the roichav is 135. That is Ezra's Yisrael, 187. By 135. Now the Mishnah will explain how we derive these dimensions. Min ha-mizrach le-mayrav. From mizrach to mayrav, meya u-shmoinim v'sheva. Now, how do we get this? The Mishnah explains. Mokaim drisas ragla Yisrael. As soon as you walk in to Ezra's Yisrael, there's a mokim drisus ragli yisro, which was miyuchet, the Yisraelim went till there. That is the first yud aleph amma. Yud aleph amma is mokim drisus ragli yisro. Mokim drisus ragli hakehanim, yud aleph amma. If you see in the picture, till the Mizbeach, there's a hevdel between, from, and when you enter the Azorah, till the Mizbeach, there's two equal spaces which are moved the one from the other. So one is Yud Aleph Amo of Mokim Drisus Ragla Yisrael. Then you have another Yud Aleph Amo, we're going in the length, Mokim Drisus Ragla Kahanim. So we have so far 22 Amos. Mizbeach, Shloishim Ushtayim. We're going in the length from, we're going from Mizrach to Mayrib. The Mizbeach is 32 Amis. So now we have 22 plus 30 is 52 plus 2 is 54. Fine. So we have now 54 Amis by the end of the Reichav of the Mizbeach Letzad Mayrib. Bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach. Now, the ulam, when the ulam starts, so the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, esrim ushtayim, is 22 amas. So we had there 54, 74, 76. We have 76 amas by till the beginning of the ulam. V'ha'heichol. And the heichol means the ulam and the kodesh kadoshim and the everything, kuf amas. So the Heichel is, so now we have 176, 176 Amos. V'yud Aleph Amo, Achayre Beis HaKapoyres. And after the Kodesh Kadoshim, we have right another Yud Aleph Amo, so 176, 187. So we have 187 Amos, the length of the Azorah. Till that, that's the length of the Azot. Fine. Now let us go to the width of the Azot. Min hadorim letzofen. From dorim letzofen. So he said it's 135 amos. Now how do you have 135 amos? As follows. Meya ush, medot of meya shloishim b'chomish. So he explained. Hakevesh v'hamizbeach shishim ushtayim. That means the mizbeach was 32 amos. The kevesh was 30 amos. So we have 62 amos. Min hamizbeach ule tabois. Now you can see in the picture, after going from dorim to tzofen, we have there, after the mizbeach, we have tabois. Min hamizbeach ule tabois, ches amos. There was eight amis from the Mizbech to the Hascholos HaTabois. So we had, so up to 70 amis now. 62 and 8 is 70. Mokaim HaTabois, Esrim Va'arba. The Tabois themselves is 24, so we have 94. We have 94 amis already. Min ha-tabois le-shulchonois, from the tabois to the shulchonois, arba. So we have here 98. Min ha-shulchonois, now for some reason, the Tana does not speak about the area of the shulchonois. So let's put this in hold. Aba min ha-shulchonois le-nanasim, after the shulchanos, there was nanasim. These were chunks of wood with hooks in them. Arba. So we have.
So now we have 102.
In hananasim lekaisu. Now we're not speaking about the area of the nanasim. Also, we're going to the kaisu. Lekaisu azara ches amis. We have 106.
110 amis.
So how much is left over? So we have 134.
We have 110 amis, and there's left over 25 amis.
And the rest is bein hakevesh ulekaisu umokim hananosen. That means that these 25
amis which are left over will be divided between the area from the kaisel to the kevesh and the mokim nanasim.
Equally, between the, from the kaisel hadroimi till the kevesh and the nanasim. Period. The isal kedaitoch Midos Rabbi Yehudi, if you're going to tell me that Stam Midos is Rabbi Yehudi, Mizbeach Be'emtza Zorim Imashkach Asleis, and the Mizbeach cannot be Be'emtza Zorim, because we're going to work backwards now. We're going to work from Tzofen to Dorim, and we'll see that the Mizbeach could not be Be'emtza Zorim. Harube the Mizbeach Be'dorim Koi, Roivav the Mizbeach is in Dorim, that's how the picture is in the Yochanan boys, so memele alalav shmamina Rav Elazar ben Yaakov shmamina. That is the sugya. He says the Gemara is saying Rav Ada bar Rava wanted to say that the stam tane of midas is Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say I'm giving you a mishnah, stam mishnah midas, and from this mishnah you can see that roiv of the mizbech was bedorim. So memele. So we're back now with the old kasha. So why did they have to make the kaisel smaller? He can't say also Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to say Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Heichel started 20 and a half amis higher than according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Heichel started 20 and a half amis higher than the Kakois of Harabais. So therefore, they had to make the Kaisel HaMizrochi law. That is the sugya. Now, we just have to see how Rashi explains the sugya. Zot Rashi. Vi sal kedaitoch. Midos Rabbi Yehudi. If you're going to tell me that Stav Midos is Rabbi Yehudi, Pilchi de Kaporek, Hashas Ravada. This is Akash and Ravada. The Uk make Rabbi Yehudi. The Stomei Midos Rabbi Yehudi Nino. If you'll say, Stav Midos is Rabbi Yehudi, Mizbeyach de Oso Beemza Azoro. Mizbeach da also beemtza zore, the mizbeach that was beemtza zore. Alibe de stomme de midis mi meshkacha, so doesn't stim with the stomach nais and midis. The Mishnah says as follows, kol hekev ha zore hagdoilo, the area of the diameter of the zore, oirech kuf peizayim, the length is kuf peizayim. Ubisoich oisoi hekef, in this length of Kuf Pei Zayin, 187, Nivna habayis litzad marovi, that means the heichel, that's equivalent to the bayis, vahachotzer, vahamizbeach, bimizrochoi, and in the mizrach of this area, that's the chotzer and the mizbeach, that was equivalent in the mishkin to the chotzer and the mizbeach. Heichel meya oirech. The length of the heichel is 100 amis, Im Kaisel Ulam, starting from the Kaisel Ulam, Vachaloloi, that means Dulam is a Kaisel, then there's the Cholol Ulam, the place of Dulam alone, Vikaisel Heichel, Vachaloloi, Vamot Raksin, which divided the Heichel from the Kaidish Kadoshim, Vacholol Beis Kochia Kadoshim, Vaoive Kaisel Marovi, and the thickness of the wall of the Kaisel Marovi behind the Kaidish Kadoshim, Vacholol Hato Achov, now there was a Tor, there was a closet, there was a binyan behind the Kaidish Kadoshim, so all this together, from the beginning of the Kaisel Ha'ulam, till the end of the Kaisel that's behind the Torah B'mayrev, this is 100 amas. Sochem Efashim Sechas Midas, L'kama Maisilo B'perik Eitzioloi. And then you have Yudalef Amo Yemokim Ponui Achoyre Beis Akapoyres behind the Kodesh Kodoshim Ben Koysel Hato Le Koysel Azore. We have Yudalef Amo. That is the, so that's how we got to 187 Amos. Now we're going to go into the width of the Azore, which is 135. Hakevesh Vahamizbeach. Zutrashi v'leipirish achshav mokim poni sheben kevesh l'koysel droimi shalazore. The Devar, he did not say how much space there is between the beginning of the kevesh and the koysel droimi. Ubeseifaktonila. Later we're going to come back what the distance was between the koysel droimi and the kevesh. Ubeachshav moine v'hoilach min adorim l'tzof. Now we're going min adorim l'tzof. Min hamizbeach ule tabois. From the mizbeach to the tabois. So Rashi says, tabois kvuyim bekarka. There were rings that were kavua bekarka. Bebeis hamidbochayim shebetzofein hamizbeach. Which were on the north side of the mizbeach. Shenoisnim behem tzavori behemis ksheshoichtim kotshe kadoshim sheshritosim batzofen. So these tabois were used. Shulchanois, now we're going to say between the tabois and the shulchanois. What was the purpose of the shulchanois? Shaleim medichim kirvei kochim. They used to wash out the kravayim from the kochim on these shulchanois. Nanosim, amudim nemuchim, they were small poles. Hatekuyim bekarke, which was stuck into the ground, bunkiloi shel balzel kvuim bem, and there were hooks in them, shabahen toilin as a behemah lahavshit. We wanted to skin the behemah, so they hooked up the behemah to this hook, and they were able to skin it. Vahamoiso, so the Mishnah says, mimeyo ushloishim v'chomesh shaloi nimnekam. Let us see the Bach skills, which will come out a little bit more, so we skip up to, over to the men. So the Moisa, we're going to divide. Chetzyoy ledorin ben kevesh lekaisel. That the moisa will divide between the empty space between the kaisel, the roimi and the kevesh. The chetzyoy lemokim hananosim. Now let us go back. So now we know the size of the mokim ponui. It's half and half. We know the size of the nanosim. Whatever's left over, we split half and half. Now, let's so Narash Erekasha, what's with the Shulchanis? The Shulchanis, the Tana left us in suspense. So let's go back. Why didn't he say what the width of the Shulchanis is? So we learned this Rashi. So the Tana won't tell us. So listen, we don't have to talk about those things. So Mamela, you look up in the Yecheskel that you'll figure it out. So Memele, so now we have to understand the Mishnah as follows. So that means I told you all the dimensions. You didn't have that in Yecheskel. Look in Yecheskel, you find out the dimensions of the Shulchanos. And then later, that will subtract this from 135. And then we'll divide that in half. And now you know the whole thing. That's Pshat. Ruba, now let me just tell you a sot. I looked up the Pasuk in Yecheskel. I saw the Rishash looked it up before him. He's knew the Pasuk. Al Kaponim, in Yecheskel it says that each Shulchan was an Am and a half. So now we have four Shulchanis, so we have six Amis. Okay, as I state in Yecheskel. Now I'm going to have a problem with the next Rashi, what the Rishash asks. So let's go further. Ruba de Mizbeach bedorim koi. So now the Gemara is going to say that Roiv of the Mizbeach is in Dorim. Lefi minyan ze, if we're going to use this minyan, so I'll prove to you that Roiv of the Mizbeach is in Dorim. Zot Rashi Azoi. Sharei chatzi roichev ho'azoro. Let's divide the width of the Azore in half. So a half of 135 is 67 and a half. That's a half of 135. Shishim v'shiva v'chatzi. Uchshetitein mehem. So now we're going to go from Tzofen to Dorim. Uchshetitein mehem. So let's go on the Tzofen chelik. From the Kaisel Tzvoinis to the beginning of the Nanosim, Shmoine. That we had. We had that was from the Nanosim, that's what the Mishnah said. From the Nanosim, Min Nanosim le Kaisel Azora Ches Amis. So we're going to go, now we're going from Tzofen to Dorim. So we're going to go from the Kaisel to the Nanosim, is 8 Amis. Umin hananosim lishulchonos. From the nanos, we don't know yet what the nanosim are. We're not up to there yet. That we have to figure out. Abo min hananosim lishulchonos dalet. That, now we're up to the shulchonos. Harei yudbei. So now we have 12 Amis. 12 Amis, that's from the kaisel to the nanosim, and from the nanosim to the shulchonos. Umokaim Dalid Shulchanois Zu Eitzel Zu. There were four Shulchanois. Now this picture in the Yochin Abayis is going to mislead us. Rashi seems to say that there were eight Shulchanois, but they were going in the width. They were going in the width Mitzofen Lidorin. We're going weiter from Tzofen Lidorin. We're after, from the Nanosim L'Shulchanos, we're up to 12 Amis already. And now, how wide was the Shulchanos? Umokim Dalet Shulchanos, Zu Eitzel Zu, one Shulchan, neck flush next to the other, Eini Poches Midalet, is not less than Dalet Amis. So here Rashi says that each Shulchan was an Amo al Amo. So the Rishash asks over here, Rashi Zechsoise. First Rashi said to look in Yecheskel. And Yecheskel says it's an Am and a half. And here Rashi says that the Shulchan was an Am. That's the Rishash's Kash. He lies with a Kash. But Al Kaponim, let's stick with this Rashi. So there were Dalet Amis for the Shulchanis. V'hein hoyu ches. Now, they really were ches amis. They were ches, v'hein hoyu ches shulchanis. I'm sorry, there was eight shulchanis. K'disnan bishkolim, nisunais dalid b'roish arba. What does that mean? That means that you had dalid shulchanis, which were dalid amis, and they were above another dalit shulchanis. So that means there were dalit shulchanis over dalit shulchanis. So that means there were dalit shulchanis b'mayriv, and underneath it there was dalit shulchanis b'mizach, one underneath the other. But we're, so that's loymalav loymayriv to us, we're just cheshbling now the roichav ha'azore. So we have dalit amis, the shulchanis, anegei alonu, the roichav ha'shulchanis is dalit amis. So far we had 12 amis, 8 and 4, and now we have another 4 amis, harei tezayin. So now we have, we're after the shulchanis, we have now 16 amis. Umisham litabois. Now, from the shulchanis to the tabois, arba, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Now we have 20 amis. Umokei mataboyz chav dalit is 24. So we have 20 plus 24. Arei mem dalit. So we're up to mem dalit amis. Umin hataboyz lemizbeach ches. From the taboyz to the mizbeach ches. Arei nun beis. So now we have 52 amis. But we have 52 amis, but we forgot something. We forgot the nanasim. The area of the nanasim we didn't cheshbon. We have 52 without the nanasim. So, but just one second. So Rashi says, umokaim hananasim, yud amois umachze, is 10 amis and a half. Shehu chatzi ha'oidof hanishar mehanoisa. That means, Rashi means to say, that there were 21 amis left. There were 21 amis left after you'll add on the dalit amis of the shulchan. So there are 21 amis left. Shaloimono b'mishne. Shaharei meya ve'eser amis. Mono min hakevesh litzofim. From the kevesh to the tzofim, we have 110 amis. Nisharu, we mentioned what, we have 110 amis. Nisharu, mimeya ushloishim. So if we have 110, so nisharu mimeya ushloishim from chamisha shel roichav azore chof hey. We have chof hey ames left. We've made a mistake in adding before, I think. So we had the cheshbon was 110 ames. Whatever was oiskerachin was 110 ames. We have left over 25 ames. V'nosnu l'shulchana is dalit, and we left over, and now there's dalit ames for the shulchanos. V'nisha chof alef. So now we have left over 21 amis unaccounted for. We have 21 amis. Oysan tachloik. So now we can divide. Now we have two areas which we do not know the size, from the koisel d'roimi to the kevish, and the area of the nanosim. But we do know this is 21 amis. Is v'nisha chof alef. Oysan tachloik lemokim hananosim. Chetzion, so 10 and a half amis will be the mokim ananosim, v'chetzion ashniye ben kevesh lekoisel, period. So now, we just ended, now let's see what we were up to. So far, we had 52 amis. Without cheshbening with the nanosim, we had 52 amis. We cheshbened with the shulchan, we have 52 amis. Now, we just found out the area of the nanosim, so that's, which is 10 and a half amis. So now we have 62 and a half amis. When the mizbeach, this is we come up to the koisel hatzfoini shalom mizbeach is 62 and a half amis from Tzofen. That is roughly 62 and a half amas. And remember that the middle of the Azara is 67 and a half. That's the middle of the Azara. We were up from the Mizbeach and Sofen, we have 62 and a half. Kshetipen, Chomesh, Amos, Atzvoini, Shom, Mizbeach, Aleim. Now let's go further. Let's find the middle of the Azore. So 5 Amos more, we have the Mizbeach is 32 Amos. 5 Amos of the Mizbeach when we go 5 Amos more, that is the middle of the Azore. That is the middle of the Zohar, that is 67 and a half Amis. Harei chatzi roichev azore shu samach zayin umachze. This is half of the Azore. So how much of the Mizbeach is left over? The Mizbeach is 32 Amis. 5 Amis we took off, so we have 27 Amis of the Mizbeach, which is in Dorim. We just came to Dorim now. So there's 27 in Dorim, 5 in Tzofen. Nimtze chov zayin amis min droimish al mizbeach. Kolin bachzi droimish al azore. So those end in the dorim chelik of the azore. V'nimtze tzvoinoi shal mizbeach. The tzofin, the tzvoinoi shal mizbeach. Kolo lesoi tzvoini, the tzofin side of the mizbeach. Now, Tzvoinei Shel Mizbeach. So, Be'emesin is Azoi. Before we go further, in Yesod, we're finished already. Now, Barashi is making another Cheshbon. Pesach asks on Rashi. But in Yesod, we're finished. Why are we finished? Because we just figured out that according to this Tana in Midas, Roiv of the Mizbeach was in Dorim. Roiv of the Mizbeach was in Dorim. So finish. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the Mizbeach was flush in the center of the Azore, and then there was 16 on one side, 16 on the other side. That was Rabbi Yehuda. We're finished. Now Rashi is going to start making a new Cheshbon. Now what did Rashi bother? Okay. Finished. The mission doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rashi had a different Kash over here. But Rav Abba Bar Abba had a Elisha Einfall. He said, you know why you can't see the Pesach HaHeichel? Because the Mizbeach blocks. So maybe the Mizbeach blocked the Pesach HaHeichel also. That's what Rashi had a kash over here. What's the Reitz Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov? The Gemara, Elalav Shmamino, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Maybe the Mizbeach is going to block the Pesach HaHeichel. So Mizbeach will block the Pesach HaHeichel. So the Mailer, so that's why they had to make a low kaisel. So that's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi is going to shlug this up. V'nimtzo. So now Rashi says like this. V'nimtzo. Tzvoinoi shel mizbeach. The tzofen of the mizbeach. Kolo l'soif tzvoini shel chlal ha-pesach. Eitzel ha-mezuzah. Now let's start making a cheshbon. The Pesach HaHeichel was in the middle of the Azore. The Pesach HaHeichel was 10 Amis wide. That was the Pesach HaHeichel. So if we'll draw an imaginary line, we'll split the Reichav of the Pesach HaHeichel, so we have 5 Amis on each side. Now the Mizbeach overlaps 5 Amis in Tzofen. And the Mizbeach, you have the 7 Amis in Tzofen. So you know why you can't see the Pesach HaHeichel? Forget about Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Mizbeach is blocking. That was Rashi's kasha. So what's the Rai? Shema mina Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi. Say mi mokim ha-Mizbeach. Beis amoish shel knisas ha-yesoi ve-ha-soi vei. So Rashi says, you know, the Mizbeach reaches its ultimate height after 2 Amis. There's a picture. the Mizbeach had a Yisod, which was an Amo. Then you had, the Yisod was one Amo. Then it went up to the Soiveit, which was six Amos, Tachsach Meir. And then it went in another Amo, and then it went up another three Amos. So we hear here our nine Amos. But the nine Amos of the Mizbeach started two Amos away. That means it didn't block. It didn't block the Pesach HaHeichel. It started blocking after two Amos. It started blocking after two Amos. So now we have a way how to look at the Pesach. The Mizbeach isn't blocking. Now that's Rashi, that's going to be Rashi's cheshbon. So Rashi says like this. Say, but the vow we said that the Mizbeach went over into Tzatzofen five Amos. So we wanted that the Mizbeach should block the Pesach Eichel, the five Amos in Tzofen. So Rashi says, no, it doesn't work like that. Say mi mokim amizbeach beis amois shel knisses ayesoid vahasoive. The mizbeach that is going to be 19 amos, that is going to be 9 amos tall, that starts 2 amos after the knisses yesoid vahasoive. Nimtso, so it comes out, tzofin, in the tzad tzofin, chlal ha pesach megule. The cholol of the Pesach in the tzofin of the Pesach ha'echel is megulo lemailo miknisas hasoyev lemailo miknisas hasoyev beis amis. These two amis which go in from tzofin ledorim. So Rashi is going from the knisas hasoyev. We'll see in Tosfos where Rashi didn't speak about from the Knesset of the Yesod. Rashi speaks about the Soivei. But Rashi says, from the Soivei, that means from the Soivei, you could still see in these two Amis, these two Tzfoinistika Amis of the Pesach HaEichel, you can see from above the Soivei into the Pesach HaEichel.
That means over these two Amis of the Soivei, that means these two Amis should see Pesach HaEichel.
Derech Pesach HaTachtoin, from the Pesach HaTachtoin. Ve'im Toima. So that's what Rashi says. So if it wouldn't be, that was the kunz of Rav Ada Bar Rava to say when according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it went according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he slept over, so the middle of the Mizbeach was covering the Pesach HaHeichel. So Mamela, then that was very good. But the minute we took away Rabbi Yehuda, so we have already two Amis of the Mizbeach, which is only six Amis tall, which is only, this Yisoid is even less, but let's not talk about the Yisoid. We have two Amis, let's talk about from the Goiva HaSoivei. From the Goiva HaSoivei we have six Amis. That's the whole Goiva of the Mizbeach. So Memela, let's make a Cheshbon. The Karkois of the Azore is 13 and a half Amis. And six Amis is 19 and a half Amis. So we have a half an Amis which is visible. Mitzat Sofen, that you can see the Pesach HaEichel. So that's why the only way it's going to work is only because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who elevated the floor of the Azor another Amo, so then it was 20 and a half Amos. But without elevating the floor, the Mizbeach will not help us. That's what Rashi says. V'im Toima, so Rashi explains that. V'im Toima goi v'sheish Amish, shegova ha-Mizbeach, at knises ha-Soyber. So Yisim is Pesach HaTacht. Maybe you'll tell me the six Amos is sufficient to be saved. It's the Yisim is Pesach HaTacht. It ain't okay. Shrei Kaka Zor Alei Olam Ikaka Rabayis Alei Yud Gimel Umachze. It only went up 13 and a half Amos. V'shei Shol Goy V'asoyva V'rei Teish Tcha Esra Yumachze. Akati Posh Lei Pal Gida Amse. So we have an half an Amos. B'goy V'Pesach HaTacht, which is left over from the Pesach HaTacht. So why can't you see the Pesach HaHeichel? Why can't you see the Pesach HaHeichel? The Mizbeach will leave over a half an Amos. Elalav Rabbi Lezeri, So weiß der Chois ist Rabbeleza. Ve ich sie lei, be meile Yeseira. So meile, there was the, we el, Rabbeleza ben Yaakov elevated the floor of the Azore, and therefore, with, so now you can't see the Pesach Eichel. Shma Mino. That is how Rashi understood Pshat in the Gemara. Zogt Rashi, V'libi megamgim bei. Now Rashi says this was the pshat that he heard. Zogt Rashi, V'libi megamgim bei. D'yesh loima, hoyel v'loi pirsha ha-mishne mokim ha-shulchonis. That means this whole cheshbon is, we're working with, we have two ames, we have two ames, that you can see a half an ame of the heichel. We still have the goyve is 19 and a half, and these two ames you can see the Pesach heichel. Hayev lepirsha mishne mokim ha-shulchonis, shema im mokim hananasim hu kolum. Maybe the shulchonis are together with the nanasim. Who says it's a separate place? Ba'oisai chelek, Sha'ata choylek chof hei ames ha'oitfen b'roiche v'azore al meya ve'esa amofurosh. That means we don't know the area of the nanosim, and could be the shulchanis is together with the nanosim. It's all one big area. The source of the area is shulchan plus nanosim. Now, if we will say that the shulchan is together with the nanosim, nimtza. So it comes out, so if the shul, like this, we were cheshbening, we have 21 amas left. We came out, we have 21 amas left. The 21 amas we divided, 10 and a half from the coastal droimi to the kevish, and 10 and a half for the nanosim, shalom al yisrael. What will be if we will assume that the nanosim and the shulchan is one area? So now, we have 25 amas left. That is, we have 25 amas left. We have 110 already. We have 25 amas left. So we're gonna divide this 12 and a half and 12 and a half. Okay. Nimtza. Min ha, now if we'll start working with 12 and a half and 12 and a half, nimtza. Min ha kevesh lekaisel draimi. From the kevesh, now we're gonna move over two amas. We can see Rashi's cheshbon already. The whole problem was because we had two ames that the Mizbeach did not block the Pesach HaHeichel. But if we're going to move over the Mizbeach to ames, now it's going to block it completely. So Memele, so now Rashi's going to have a kasha. What's the high goes to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Let me say my old shtick teure, not Rabbi Yehuda, but it's the Mizbeach is blocking it. Rashi just moved over the Mizbeach to ames. My mail then is Meiridik. Zatrashi Azai. Nimtza min akevish lekoisel droimi. Yud beizu machtze. It's yud beizu machtze vakevish vamizbeach. Samach bei. So we have 12 and a half. And then we have 30 plus 32. Harei. So that's 62 plus 12 is 74 and a half. Harei ayin dal du machzim. Tzei mehem beis amois shel knises hayisoid. So we have the Mizbeach overlaps from Durham to Tzof, and it goes 74 and a half amis. Now, in order to block the Pesach HaHeichel, it has to go 72 and a half amas. Because the middle of the Pesach HaHeichel is 67 and a half. Now we have to go another 5 amas, and 72 and a half. It has to go 72 and a half. Now this goes 74 and a half. So the two amas, the 74 and a half can't block anything side to side. And 72 and a half blocks the Pesach HaHeichel completely. That's Rashi's kasha.
Same and base Amish shall knisses I yesaid va saive vlitzofen. That is further down thought sofen. Nisharu ayin bezo machze vloy nisgale mechlala pesach meloya chut.
We covered the for the chlala pesach completely. Sherei emtsoi shall pesach bemtsoroi chevazorim. The middle of the Pesach is be'emtsaroi chevazorim. The middle of the Pesach is 67 and a half. Shehi l'soiv shishim v'sheva machze. Hoisif aleim chomesh amish sheyu shiva mushtayim v'machze. Kolal tokan, so now you covered chomesh amish l'chati Pesach atzvoini with the mizbeah. So now Rashi has a kashe. So Rashi is a kashe, so what's the riot going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? That's Rashi's kashe. Because nowhere does it say that we only have, then it could be the Shulchan is together with the Nanasa. Va'ani kach shamati. I thought I heard like that. Shebokim ha-Shulchanus kolom im mokim ha-Nanasim. I thought I heard like that. So it's like a bitter. So it's very schwer. Avol ma'ashe shoninu kam. So Mamela is doch zeh bitter. So we have a problem over here. Avo ma'ashe shoninu kan, v'hamoiso bein kevesh lekoisel umokim hananasim. So now we have 25 ames. Pirishli moiri tzedek rabbeinu Yitzchok bar Yehuda zal. So my Rebbe said pshat, who says that you divided equally these both areas? No, shnayim eser. Mina esrim v'chomesh, ben kevesh l'koisel. From the koisel to the kevesh, you have 12 ames. V'sholesh esrei l'mokim ananosim. The mokim ananosim is 13 ames, v'shulchonos. So memele, so he just moved it back a half an ame. Now if you move it back a half an ame already, so we could still see the chlal Pesach Ha'echol. V'nosen tam l'dvorev, aye, the Rebbe is juggling with areas. This will be 12, this will be 13, the Gemara is gevaldik. V'nosen tam l'dvorev, l'fishe ben kevesh l'koisel mokim ponui. It's an empty place, v'kan yesh, it's a memele, that's 12. V'kan yesh tzorech tashmish shol shulchanis v'nanasim. So memele, here you need 13. I mean, there's a bigger need of space over there. If you're an architect, there's a bigger need over there, but there. V'nimtza mechlal ha-pesach megule chatzi amo. That is what the Rebbe said. V'libi megamgim. So Rashi doesn't like this. L'fishoy l'tana l'foresh. The Tana should have said this. The Rebbe chizuk t'cheshmin. But why didn't the Tana tell us this cheshmin? V'kivin sheloy pirish. If he didn't tell us what the cheshmin is, tzorech ato l'chalke l'achzo. You have to divide it in half. I mean, the Tana didn't say mechven af mein Rebbe. V'imboso l'harbe iskano l'mayit katz tamas. Are you going to go and start shuffling around? Yochel ato l'galeis ha-pesach kama shetachbait. You know what you can do? You can push it all the way back. You want to do it. If the Tana didn't give us guidelines, and the Tana says there's two areas left over, and do whatever you want with them. So if we want, we'll cover the Pesach Eichel. If we want, we'll open up the Pesach Eichel.